Hometown Teams, How Sports Shape America, is a Smithsonian Institution traveling exhibition for the whole family, brought to our state by the Maryland Humanities Council, and traveling to 5 sites through November. Host sites add Maryland sports stories through local exhibits and programs. The exhibit opens at the Federalsburg Museum in Caroline County on April 4th. Richard Wheatley, board president of the Federalsburg Historical Society, tells us about Federalsburg's unique sports history.
There is a rich sports history in the small town of Federalsburg on Maryland's eastern shore. It centers around 2 main sports, baseball and racing, the soapbox derby variety. The Delmarva Soapbox Derby began in 1966 and ran until 1974, being sponsored by the Federalsburg Jaycees. In the early days, only boys raced their cars down West Central Avenue. Girls weren't allowed. After a 28-year hiatus, it was revived by the Federalsburg Volunteer Fire Company in 2002 and has been thriving ever since for boys and girls alike. The derby racing cars, originally made of wood, are now built out of fiberglass. All the car shells and necessary parts are provided to racers, as are construction plans. Children ages 7 through 18 are eligible, with the winner advancing to Akron, Ohio for the national championships. Caitlin Smith, representing the Delmarva Soapbox Derby, won the national championship in 2008. This year's derby is Saturday, June 6th. There is a life-size interactive exhibit of the Soapbox Derby in our museum as part of Hometown Teams, the Smithsonian Institution traveling exhibit we are proud to host April 4th to May 23rd. The kids will love it. Baseball on the professional level arrived in our community in 1936 as part of the Class D Eastern Shore League and lasted until 1949. Our team was affiliated with Connie Mack's Philadelphia Athletics. The Federalsburg A's produced 15 major league ball players, with one, Ducky Detweiler of Federalsburg, joining the Boston Braves in 1942. The A's won the league championship in 1939 and had a tremendous backing from local fans. Many of the ball players lived with families in town during the season. At the amateur level, our local high school, Colonel Richardson High, has won 3 state titles, 2 in softball in 1993 and 96, and in baseball in 2007. The 1999 Senior League girls softball team were also state champs. In 2004, Little League Baseball was front and center as Caroline South, which Federalsburg and neighboring Preston represented, won the Maryland state title and the Mid-Atlantic Regional to advance to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. They advanced all the way to the semifinals, where they were defeated by Thousand Oaks, California. Several of their games were televised on ESPN. A huge turnout of fans, many who were in Williamsport for all the games, greeted the team on its return. I invite you to join us on April 4th for our Hometown Team's opening day celebration, complete with marching band performances, singing of the national anthem, and other fun activities. Attendees are encouraged to show their team pride by wearing your favorite team jersey. Come and see how sports unite the small towns of America.
Learn more about Hometown Teams in Federalsburg at historicfederalsburg.org. Don't forget to visit mdstories.com to nominate your favorite local coach for the Hometown Teams Coach of the Community Contest while you're there. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.